This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I do appreciate the time that you're, you know, just being with us. Right? Just being part of the conversation. Lending your 2 cents, 5 cents, 12 cents, whatever you got. I don't care what you got. I don't even care if you're on the same side as me. I mean that sincerely. All I care about is if you come by it honestly. Don't spew the party line like one of the callers did tonight. It doesn't do any good. It doesn't help either one of us. Come on, think about it. It does absolutely nothing for us. Because I already know what your party thinks. I know what my party thinks. I know how wrong they are at so many places. So, anyway, always, again, as I said, always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. Okay, there's a lot you can do up there. There's a lot you can do to get involved. And if you head over to Facebook, I am sure, I am not kind of sort of sure, I am definitely sure that there are smarter people than I in that chat room. So I don't know if you guys know this, something that just came up. I guess I'd consider her a friend. She'd probably consider me a friend. The sister of Ron Goldman, you know, the guy that O.J. Simpson killed. He is up for parole, believe it or not. That human person, I don't even know what. I know, I could get in so much trouble for doing it the way I wanted to, but that person is actually up for parole. Think about that. And the reason I'm being quiet for a second is I really do want you to think about it. So he may get out of jail, even though I think he had 9 to 8 million years. I don't know how much time he got. He got a boatload, though. And it's terrible that they're actually considering letting him out. He's got no remorse. He's more teed off that he got caught than anything else. So I don't know how anyone is going to push this for, with, whatever, this guy. Because it's just dead wrong in so many ways. So if you want to check into it, you're saying, I'm trying to find it now. Because, you know, everything here is working so well. Oh, there it is. Okay. The petition for O.J. Simpson. Now, he's up parole this Thursday, July 20th. You see, I'll give this to the producer here and see if she can't do anything with it. She might not be able to do anything. Your system's here. Just having a field day. This Thursday, July 20th at 1 o'clock Eastern. That was at 10, 11, 12, yeah, so 10 o'clock on the West Coast. O.J. Simpson will face a parole board. After serving only the minimum 9 years of his potential 33-year maximum sentence for committing kidnapping, robbery, assault with a deadly weapon. And the use of a deadly weapon enhancement, he was granted parole in 2013 on an armed robbery conviction, which may increase chances of his release back into society as soon as October 1st. Now, the person who wrote the petition basically says, "Please, let's please help keep him in." Because many of us believe him, even though we believe in the legal system, many of us believe him to be guilty. Now, I know many of these people in this post. Now, I don't know how this is going to affect, because he's in Las Vegas. He's in Nevada. Many of the people that have signed this petition from outside of Nevada, I don't know how much that's weight that's going to hold. But the reality is, you have to try. You have to let them know that people all over the country don't believe in this man and don't feel safe in him being let out. I know that Kim, the sister of Ron Goldman, was devastated by this. I also know that she and her dad and others are very concerned with him getting out. And I don't blame them. And not just for society reasons or for getting even reasons. No, for them, they realize what a danger he is to others, what he could do to others. You should. I do. Killers aren't killers once or twice. You don't get like that. You don't do what that man did. Come on, let's think about it. You don't do what that man did and not be an animal yourself. I would be afraid of him. I wouldn't want him in my neighborhood. Because I haven't heard any repentance or remorse from him. He hasn't written any letters to news sources from jail to show you truly where he's at. Seriously. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So, in the last hour, and I usually don't do this, I usually don't carry stuff over, but I believe this one to be important enough to truly carry over. The Right Reverend who spoke at a Democratic function, or a Democrat function, I know some of you get crazy when I say Democratic, but a Democrat function, talked about how we should be lining up. We should support Hillary Clinton's principles. I don't know what principles he's talking about, but principles nonetheless. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host, listening to Real Side. We'll do it after the break. Don't go far, a lot more coming up.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Identity theft is going to ruin your life if you're not prepared. Hi everyone, this is Paul with Liberty ID. Hey, millions of Americans fall victim every year. Odds are your identity has already been compromised and alerts aren't going to save you. The solution is restoration, and the only company that provides a money-back guarantee is Liberty ID. Go to Liberty ID and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. Liberty ID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration with a 100% success rate cooperate in restoring our subscribers' identities no matter how they're stolen. Liberty ID fixes the fallout for you. Liberty ID does the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, LibertyID.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Tyler, time to go for a family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to
go? Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the dog.
I'll get the kids.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Are you a couple of nitwits?
We are back. So this is the real side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Grill Joe. 855-732-5563, and I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us here on the air, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, up on Facebook. However it is you're listening to the show, I very much appreciate it. Now, there was a reverend, I had this story up earlier and I dumped it, but I'll get back to it here shortly. And he was giving a speech at a Democrat, either at the convention or something along those lines. And he talked, you'll hear him start talking about how the things we need to line up with. And I'll play some of it, you know, I'll go back and play a little bit of it. And one of the things he talks about, you know, is how our democracy or our rights or our happiness or all the, you know, and he starts going down the road of single-payer health care and immigration and all this stuff. But they always leave out the other keywords. like legal immigration. Illegal immigration works for no one. The legal immigrants are irritated about illegal immigration. And you can make up your own reason as to why. Some of you I know, you know, would like to believe it's because that they had to work at getting it. Why shouldn't you have to work for anything worth having? Why shouldn't you have to work at being, you know, a citizen of this country? I don't get it. Especially if you're somewhere else and you want to come here for a better life for your family. How do you come here for a better life for your family? When you come here illegally, you have to hide in the shadows. You can't come out. I talked to a young man over the weekend whose family brought him here illegally. And he decided at some point in time to work at being here illegally. He decided. Didn't just happen. He didn't wait for the government to step up. He didn't hide in the back room somewhere. He went out of his way to make it happen. I know I'm starting in halfway on the speech. Bear with me. Have some patience. And I want you to hear what he has to say. He's speaking to a large group of Democrats, talking about how they have to get in line. They have to step up and fight for what they believe to be truth. Now, again, never uses a word like legal immigration. Talks about reinstating the Voters' Rights Act, although I don't know it was ever taken away. He made reference to the South about how we're moving back to the old days of the South. And the reality is that's not true. He's using it as a scare tactic. But let's listen to what he has to say.
Our deepest moral values and reviving the heart of our democracy. When we love the Jewish child and the Palestinian child, the Muslim and the Christian and the Hindu and the Buddhist.
I don't think there's any Republican, conservative, that disagrees with that. We love all children. Right?
And those who have no faith, but they love this nation. We are reviving the heart of our democracy when we fight for peace.
I didn't know that our democracy was needed a new heart or something. I was kind of confused by that. I mean, the only reason he would bring up the kids is that he actually believes that America doesn't believe in all kids equally, doesn't treat all kids equally. And they're right to a degree. But this isn't what you think.
Are reviving the heart of our democracy when we fight for peace. And when we resist the proliferation of military-style weapons on our streets. And when we stand against the anti-
Did you catch that the military-style weapons on our street? Where are those? I'm sorry. I'm confused. The only place I've heard about, you know, military-type weapons on the streets, be clear, you know, they got machine guns in Chicago, right? I mean, when you're talking about that, he leaves out the part that these are criminals, usually gang members in most cases, that have illegal weapons, illegal assault type of weapons on the street that are killing people. Why is it they just don't like that illegal thing? Whether it's immigration or the guns and who's doing what in what city, will it not come off their tongue?
Driving the heart of our democracy when we fight for peace. And when we resist the proliferation of military-style weapons on our streets, and when we stand against the anti-democratic stronghold of the NRA, we...
Yeah, that Well, I guess it depends on how you want to spend those words, considering the NRA was brought into existence to save the black community. So that they would have guns. They would have the ability to get guns. Right, and you can blame the NRA all day long. That's as asinine as blaming cars and car manufacturers for accidents. All the NRA does is fight to uphold the Second Amendment. The rest of it has to be done at the congressional level. But it's easy to blame somebody else and not take responsibility for your own actions. The guy who went out and shot the Not Scalia. Was it Scalia? Yeah. No. God, I'm drawing a fade. Anyway, the fellow that went out and shot off the baseball field with the congressional representatives. Right? When you... Scalise, not Scalia. Eh, they all sound the same. All those Italian names sound the same to me. Anyway, it wasn't the NRA that pushed for him. I mean, they didn't come out and pull the trigger, did they? See, they're fighting for the rights of everybody. People to protect themselves and, you know, the cops that were there. Right? I mean, come on, think about this. The NRA is really, really, really anti-democratic? Seriously? So by shutting down or fighting the NRA, who fights for people to have, to maintain and keep their Second Amendment rights, fighting that group is fighting for the heart of democracy, which is why we will never come together because we don't use the same dictionary in the meaning of words.
At times like these, we have to make some decisions. And I might not normally be here as a preacher and an individual, but when I hear Hillary's voices and positions, I hear and I know that she is working to embrace our deepest moral values, and we should embrace her.
So, the things that she stands for, like abortion, right? That's our deepest moral values. That's what we stand for. That's what we believe in, right? I mean, when she decided to run for president, she had an epiphany. All of a sudden, the sky opened up, God showed up and told her, you now have to believe in same-sex marriage. All of a sudden, that came out of nowhere. When she was ducking the bullets on the tarmac. Oh, wait a minute, that didn't happen. Never mind. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a minute.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Are you one of the 15 million men in the U.S. who suffer from an enlarged prostate, also known as BPH? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times at night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-sitosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than saw palmetto. Its effect on BPH has been extensively studied. Find out more and get Prostate Miracle now. Go to prostatemiracle.com or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now, 1-800-441-9833. That's 1-800-441-9833.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
We are back. To the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Please, please, please be part of the conversation. I do, some of you on social media grabbing the show, I can't do anything about what they're doing to us. I just can't. Anyway, we were playing a clip from a, Reverend, a man of God, I was speaking at a Democrat convention a while back. And he spoke about what should be doing to back up Hillary. And I think this is hilarious here. Let me back this up a little bit here. Okay. Let's play this again. I want you to hear what he has to say. And remember, this is a moral man of God, a reverend, which I've had a field day with in the past, talking about Reverend Al Sharpton and Reverend Jesse Jackson and so forth. You know, we've got our faults and frailties. I get it. But when you throw out that you're a man of God, when you throw out that you're a reverend, and we're supposed to listen to them because of that, then you better be living a life or explaining why you're not.
And positions. I hear and I know that she is working to embrace as a preacher and an individual, but when I hear Hillary's voices and positions, I hear and I know that she is working to embrace our deepest moral values, and we should embrace her.
I guess if your deepest moral values are abortion anytime, anywhere, without excuse, without reason, that's what they want, right? Even partial birth abortions. I guess if that's a deep moral value from a reverend, I'd love to know what God he's worshiping. I'd love to know where he's getting his information. And I'm not going to get all preachy on you, but I have never understood any reverend, any pastor, any man of God that says they can justify abortion, that it's okay. Because they can't find it scripturally. There's no place in the Bible that even hints to the fact that taking a life, purposely taking a life, belongs to anybody but God. And if you're on the left, that science that you hold so precious, the one that you love to throw on us saying, you know, godly people, spiritual people, conservative people, they don't believe in science, they believe in God. But you don't believe in science either, or you pick and choose, you cherry pick in science what you believe. Because science says that thing has a heartbeat. That heartbeat around that's covered by that body will only turn into one thing at the end of 9 months. And that's a human. So how you explain, and you've only got one fallback position, how you explain a 28 weeks, or actually 21 weeks, or 19 weeks, we've had kids born and survive. So I don't know how you explain as a man of science that it's not a human at 21 weeks, or 18 weeks, or 12 weeks, or 8 weeks. And you look at it, and it's that science that you love so much, which is allowing us to show our young people what that little blob of cells, as you used to call it for years, that you lied about for years, how that little blob of cells looks exactly like a human and won't turn into be a dolphin or a cat or anything else. No matter how many billions of years it stays in the womb, it will never evolve to anything but a human. And Hillary Clinton saying that her I have a six-year-old granddaughter. She couldn't even spell the word abortion. She can't tell you where it starts. But the story her and Chelsea tell, Chelsea decided to leave the church at 6 years old because her Sunday school teacher said abortion was wrong. Now, I would imagine Chelsea at six didn't even know what an abortion was unless mommy and daddy were talking about it all the time. I've been involved in church for a long time with young people. I don't know of any class that talks about abortion at that young age. So I would say by the evidence I know, by the different churches and what's going on, that is probably and was probably not a true statement. Daddy needed more time on a golf field or a golf course, whatever. That's why they stuck on the church. Not because the teacher was talking about abortion or something. And the moral values, where were they? So allowing your husband to sexually assault women and then you back him up? You support him? I'm not talking about a weekend romance where somebody had a trip up or a mistake. No, these are with dozens of women sexually assaulted over a period of time. And the only thing that the moral valued Mrs. Clinton could do was call them sluts and whores and gold diggers and just coming after her husband. Even the Monica Lewinsky thing. And she gets, listened to a speech that Lewinsky gave on that TED program. You got to go find it. TED Talk. Go find it. Yeah, I think you'll find it enlightening. She has matured and grown up and realized what she's done. But she also talks about what was done to her and how it was done to her. Something the Clintons. It's interesting how these things don't get any play. Now, President Trump talking about grabbing a woman's crotch, that gets millions of plays. And the left wants to beat that up. I remember Trump talked about it. Billy Bob did it. Billy Bob forced himself on women. Billy Bob had to pay women to go away. And all his wife could do was browbeat and demean those women, the same women that she said during her campaign should have a voice. She said that any woman who claims to have been raped should have a voice, should be heard, except for the ones that claim to be raped by her husband. Apparently they didn't count.
But let me be clear. Let me be clear that she nor any person can do it alone.
No, she needed Billy Bob's help, yeah.
The watchword of this democracy and the watchword of faith is we. The heart of our democracy is on the line now, my friends. They tell me.
Yeah, you'll hear the cuts there. I couldn't have 2 minutes of cheering that I'm sure they had signs up over.
That when the heart is in danger, somebody has to call an emergency code. And somebody with a good heart will bring a defibrillator to work on a bad heart. Because it's possible to shock a bad heart and revive the pulse. In this season, when some want to harden and stop the heart of our democracy, we are...
Actually, we were trying to restart the heart of democracy. We were trying to take it out of the hands of a dictator. We wanted people to really have a voice. You know, when President Trump said recently, we don't worship government, we worship God. Right? I didn't hear that. I haven't heard that for years. I haven't actually heard any real talk of God. I mean, real. Platitudes and, you know, the catchphrases, yeah. But no real talk of God until the man that my fellow hardcore right-wing Christians want to say, not really a man of God. He has more godly actions than the previous administration. He's helped out more people in his whole life.
Being called like our foremothers and fathers to be the moral defibrillators of our time.
Well, okay, let's let our founding fathers, our four, why he did four mothers and fathers, I don't know. Doesn't make a difference. What? Oh, gimme. Anyway. So as he's out there, you know, and trying to make this thing work. Oh, God, just amazing. Right? And talking about how our founding fathers, right, our founding mother's father, whatever. I don't even know what to call them. Do you really think they would be okay with what he's saying? Seriously? Does anybody really believe that if you really look at the moral, he has forgotten what their moral values were. If you're living in an apartment, you don't get a right to vote. Period. How do you think you feel about that? No, seriously. Again, our founding fathers had it right. They set up this republic properly. We've screwed it up. We've decided we knew better than they did. We've decided that, you know, we could do a better job. And we keep screwing around with stuff, and we actually make it worse. I was just going through that with somebody the other day. Every part of, you know, who gets to vote, you know, how they vote, how to educate people. We are so much more. I mean, think about it. In every aspect of life when it comes to the military, we have to teach people political.
Are you one of the 15 million men in the U.S. who suffer from an enlarged prostate, also known as BPH? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times at night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-sitosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than saw palmetto. Its effect on BPH has been extensively studied. Find out more and get Prostate Miracle now. Go to prostatemiracle.com or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. Always a pleasure. I appreciate the time you spent with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always, always, always a pleasure to have you with me. I really do mean that sincerely. I appreciate the time. Whether you're on the Facebook feed or you're on the website feed, we have stuff going on all over the place. If you head up to the website, you can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. You can, it's everything you've been taught to hate over the last 8-9 years. Don't need to. You have nothing to be afraid of. You have nothing to fear, and you have nothing to hate. I mean, seriously, as you saw recently, and we see study after study after study, when it comes to basic life stuff, you know, spiritual / religious, whatever you want to call it. I don't call it that, but, you know, just to keep the conversation straight, religious people tend to be more tolerant. We're called to be more tolerant. We're called to live with those that don't that aren't like-minded with us. Doesn't mean we have to agree with them, which is where the confusion comes. I don't have to agree with you. I just have to I don't have to agree with same-sex marriage. I just have to tolerate it. Anyway, you know, Jesse Waters, I wish he'd go and do more of his Man in the Street stuff, but he did a piece, he made Juan Williams crazy. Whenever you make Juan Williams crazy, you make me very happy. The Democrats are ruined, said Waters. He spends a minute or two just laying out the problems with the Democrat Party. Let's take a listen, because I totally agree with him. And Juan was dying. He wouldn't have any of it, as usual. And it works for both sides. Like I've said before, I beat up both sides, and I will continue to do so when I do stupid stuff. Yeah. You know, it helps a lot when you turn the sound on. Where the heck did the sound go? Don't you love it? It always works out so well like this. I can't stand it. Anyway, I'm Joe Bassini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really? You're really going to do this to me now? Where'd you go? You know. All right. Well, I guess I'll have to find something else to play with. Because it's not cooperating. Did we hear anything? See, it's okay. What's that? Yeah, I can't always tell what you guys can hear and can't hear. You think you got a genius here? You don't. I have no clues what I'm doing most of the time. I'm guessing like you are. Let's see. Maybe this will work. Let's try this one.
Let's remember what party defeated the Soviet Union while the Democratic Party was trying to appease and mimic communism.
Yes.
Democrats have been cozying up.
Yeah, it's very true. Remember when Ronald Reagan was going after them, and he was scaring them with some of the stuff that he was saying. Because, you know, he was the cowboy president. Remember that? And the Russians, yeah, they didn't know what he was real about, what he wasn't real about, what he was talking about. You know, when he talked about the Star Wars initiative, give me a break. He thought about that in the bathroom one day. You know, that was one of those great ideas on a napkin. Let's scare the crud out of the Russians. We didn't have the money for it. No, we were doing it. But he fell for it. The Russians fell for it. The Soviets fell for it. It scared them. And they couldn't keep up with us. But the Democrats were going out of their minds. They didn't like the way he was talking. They didn't like the things he was saying, how he was handling the Russians. Like, why don't you guys go pound sand? He's getting something done. Leave him alone.
To dictators and our enemies for years, giving billions of dollars, giving the North Koreans billions of dollars, shaking Hugo Chavez's hand, shaking Castro's hands. The Clintons were taking money from Chinese nationals in the 1996 re-election campaign and then selling satellite technology to the Chinese that enabled their missile program to blow up.
None of this, check this out yourself. These were all true statements by Jesse. These were all things that really happened, that were really called out as happening. The money that we've given, you know, countries like North Korea and Cuba. What were we doing with Cuba? All that money that we sent them in that short period of time did nothing more but shore up the Castro brothers. One thing Obama did do, for all intents and purposes, he'll be welcome any place in the world. Right? Because he gave money to everybody. I mean, $100-some-odd million he tried to send to the Palestinians? And don't give me that we owed it to him because we didn't owe him anything. He gave away the farm, people. Well, I don't care what side you're on, he gave away the farm.
Media colluded with the Democrats, letting Hillary cheat during the debates. President Obama palling around with domestic terrorists sitting in the same church. But as an American-hating preacher, the Democrats undermining the military,
let me just say, this
giving birth to ISIS,
this is wonderful.
So
Juan Williams now is having a heart attack because he knows that all this stuff is true. These are all true comments. I've been in a church for over 10 years. I've been in a church for over a couple of years. And you can't sit under a church, as he said, under that pastor for 20 years or however many years he said it was. And never heard that pastor say how much he hated America. How bad America was. How bad the U.S. was. And then in 8 years, how many times did the man go to church? He's a Christian, right? He said he was. And now that he's not been president and running all around the world doing what he's doing. Again, I'm not judging his Christianity. Judging his actions.
Press attacks on even the election. No, let me finish.
How much can we take?
part
Donald Trump's family has done more for this country than any Democrat elected official.
Yeah, really.
He has provided more jobs in the real estate industry.
Terrible.
In the fashion.
Now, I know it's cutting it out, but he listen to what he said. That Trump has done more. The Trump family has done more because they've created more jobs, more this, more that. Juan's going to respond in a second, and I'm going to have a field day if I have the time.
John F. Kennedy, he was
in the hotel and casino industry.
So listen, he's throwing out John F. Kennedy and Lyndon Johnson. John F. Kennedy didn't have a business. Daddy had a business. Kennedy became rich. Look, do your own history. Joe was a bootlegger. He made a boatload of money bootlegging. He made a boatload of money in finance foreclosing on people's properties. But people have forgotten that. Buying properties at 2 cents on the dollar for people who owe the bank money. People have forgotten about that. Lyndon Johnson. But he's going to go on and on here. He's going to go on here. Listen, let's let Juan finish so I can have some fun.
He's created more wealth for anybody in this entire country. So to smear them as mafia or unpatriotic is absolutely shameful. And I think everybody needs to wake up and realize this family is a patriotic family.
So he brings up, we went past it. I'm not going to go back and try to get it. Juan Williams brings up Clinton. When did Clinton, what jobs did Clinton do? Except for the people that clean up behind him and get rid of bodies. What jobs did he create? This is the default of the Dems going back and saying they create jobs because they're in government. No, they don't. When government gets out of the way, they create jobs. Why do you think there was an upturn in the market, upturn in hiring? Because Trump is removing regulations that kill businesses. No, and he's not removing the regulations that are going to make dirty water, dirty air, sick kids, sick people, hating women. It's all a bunch of malarkey, as the other Joe would say. And, again, think about what Trump has done. Instead of coming at it from your hateful viewpoint about how bad the Trump family is, think about what they've done. You know, some of you on the left, you hold up people like Beyonce. And she's so wonderful. She's such a role model for your kids. All she does is wears no clothes. She sings sexy songs. She does pelvic thrusts, and you're in awe with that. That's the girl you want your little girl to grow up like. But we shouldn't grow up like Ivanka Trump, who dresses classy, who acts classy, who helps truly create jobs for women. She doesn't have a posse that follows her around from show to show. She has people that are actually working. She's actually put people to work. She actually acts like a real classy woman. And don't send me those emails about how traditional that sounds and how bad that sounds. I don't care how it sounds. She is a role model for women. She's a role model for, you guys on the left, you make it sound like that we on the right push our women behind us. We don't allow them to move. Let me tell you what, Ivanka's not behind any man. She's not subservient or secondary to any guy in that house or that family. She's out there showing women that they can do it too, that they can make it happen as well, and they can look nice, and they can dress nice, and they can dress classy, and all that is cool and acceptable. We have been on this downward spiral that, looking scrungy, looking bad is okay, and it's really, you should dress any way you want to. You should feel any way. You should do what you want to. I don't think so. There still has to be a level of class. There still has to be a level you want. Even people for years who didn't have they didn't have good clothes to go to church or functions would find a way to have clean, nice-looking clothes. They would be put together. They'd go out of their way to make it right. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side of GCN Live. Thank you so much for being with me. Tell your friends, your loved ones about the show. We're here all week. Hopefully you will too. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.